The media is in some ways a great form of entertainment. It's also a tool used to usurp your imagination, to deny you, let's say, your right to wonder. Your right to wonder. And write that down. That might be an interesting title. Your right to wonder. And of course, no one is twisting your arm to turn into the media to abscond that right. Nonetheless, there is, let's say, a predilection in the world that is evolving electronically to tune into shared ideas. Those shared ideas, let's say, create probabilities. And by default, often people find themselves ensconced in a world view, a world experience. And they wonder how they got there. The imagination is one of your greatest tools for creativity. When the imagination is fueled by passion, the new realities spring into being in every moment. Now, in today's world, there are circumstances driving tremendous change on, let's say, in the world of the media. The dollar is tanking, and real estate stories have their own WWW associated with them. Woe, woe, and more woe. And you have countries around the world, many dozens of countries now, that are experiencing starvation, food riots. Majority, or at least over half, let's say over half of these countries happen to be in Africa. You are now in the United States in the middle of Democratic primaries, which you've been in the middle of for a long time now.
Yes.
The ongoing soap opera. And there have been many tag-ons to this soap opera, subtexts, so to speak, that many people have missed out on, and they are under-reporting. Number one, Hillary and Mr. O there, B-O, is they are doing Mr. McCain a service in many regards, a paid service, of course. No one does anything for free in the political world. And they are keeping the heat off of a very, let's say, questionable candidate as far as mental and emotional stability goes. There are no ideal candidates, as you well know, but it is interesting to watch the unfolding dramas because they are highly symbolic. And as we have mentioned before, people with extreme connections, karmic connections along the lines of time, will move into position on a global scale from 2008 onward. So watch who the characters are now in this time, but knowing that they are real timeliners, coming to put themselves into position to create certain events, and, let's say, trigger certain probabilities in order to manage or ride the bucking bronco of the nanosecond. So there you have it. As an interesting aside, perhaps some of you have heard that a lady named Deborah Jean Palfrey, also known as the DC Madam, has just in the last week or some such been found with what they call an apparent suicide. Mm-hmm. Suicided is more like it. A very convenient death where, let's say, tens of thousands of people, clients, tens of thousands, are breathing a huge sigh of relief. Because allegedly or supposedly the records that she kept are now taken care of, and it has been reported in a number of places that Mr. Cheney was included on her list, and